Blackstone Audio presents Viscount Breckinridge to the Rescue by Stephanie Lawrence.
Prologue, February 1829. The castle was silent and still. Outside, snow lay heavy on the land, a white blanket smothering hill and vale, loch and forest. He sat in the armory, one of his retreats. Head bent, he concentrated on cleaning the guns used earlier that day, when a break in the weather had allowed him and a small group of others to venture forth. They'd bagged enough fresh meat to keep the castle supplied for a week, maybe more. He'd taken some small satisfaction in that. Meat, at least, he could provide. The sound of determined footsteps reached him. All satisfaction fled. What replaced it? He couldn't put a name to the roiling mix of fury, frustration, and dread. His mother stalked into the room. He didn't lift his head. She came to a halt at the end of the central table at which he sat. He felt her glare, but stoically continued to reassemble the gun he'd been cleaning. She broke first. Slapping a hand on the table, she leaned forward to hiss, "Swear it! Swear that you'll do it! That you'll go south, seize one of the Sinister sisters, and bring her here so I can have my revenge." He took his time reacting. Clung to the slowness he habitually used to cloak his true nature and so better control others. However, in this instance, his mother had schemed well enough to put herself beyond his control, indeed to the extent that he now found himself in hers. That stung. The what-ifs still resounded in his head.